それが
to honor the Lord,
主を崇めることが私たちの目的
なんです。And we do that by becoming family.
私たちはただ集まるだけで本当に親しい家族となっていきたいと思っています
。Even with lots of differences,
私たちもそれぞれ大きな違いがあります。
I mean, differences in our faces is nothing compared to differences in our values.
私たちの考え方も様々な違いを持っているわけです。
But because of the blood of Jesus,
私たちは主にあって、私たちは神様によって一つになることができます。
Yeah, go ahead, let's stand up and introduce yourself to some people you've never met before. And tell them welcome home, or you want to say in Japanese, okaeri nasai, and yeah, let's be family. My mind is not working too well this morning. He's already way ahead. I've only interpreted like three words that he said. Anyway, Sunday from 10 to 10. I was trying to figure out the time. Sunday from 10 to 10 and Wednesday from 8 o'clock in the evening. We have a prayer meeting, so everybody is welcome. Please come. And
献金袋を回しません。そういう献金箱ありますので、捧げるサルバの感謝です。
And also, at Mizuba, we don't pass around like an offering bucket or something, but there is a box in the back, and we believe that, giving back to God some of the blessings and finance that He has given to us is part of the way that we worship God.
今日はですね、ハワイのチームでモンゴルに行ってたチームが来ているので、来ています。
And today we again have a YWAM team, which is like, what is God doing? We have different people. It's such a blessing. We're so happy to have you. Anyway, this team is a DTS team from Kona, Hawaii.
はい、でせっかくですからお一人の方にお明かしをしてくださいと急に頼みました。
And they've been in Mongolia actually, and I don't know when it's Cuny, suddenly he asked one of them to share, so somebody is going to come and do that.
Yeah, so my name is Maddie.
私の名前はマティです。
I'm from Canada.
出身はカナダで。
So yeah, our team just got back from Mongolia.
モンゴルから帰ったばかりなんですけれども。
We were there for 2 months.
2ヶ月モンゴルにいました。
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a super, really good experience.
とてもいい経験でした。
But yeah, there was a lot of hardships as well.
でも同時に本当に大変なこともいっぱい経験しました。
It was very cold.
寒かったですよ。
And ministry was sometimes hard because
実際に外での働きも時々大変なところを通りました。
We weren't allowed to evangelize on the street.
街でですね、神様のことを語ることはできなくて。
So personally, sometimes I felt like I wasn't doing enough.
個人的にはですね、自分は何をしてんだろうと思うことがありました。
And sometimes I felt like I failed as a missionary.
実際に宣教のために行くわけですけど、自分はまあやってないなと思いました。
Because we didn't see a lot of fruit of the work we were doing.
実際に何かって私たちしてることからの結果を見ることはなかったんですね。
And that's kind of been like a common theme in my life.
で、実際そのことを結果を見ないということは本当に私の人生の中でいつもあることです。
Like growing up, I felt like I was never good enough.
実際にこう成長する過程ですね、私は本当に足りないと思うことがしょっちゅうありました。
And I always need to do more to be accepted by others and by God.
他の人もしか神様にして受け止めてもらえたにはもっと頑張らなくちゃ良くなくちゃいけないと思うことがあったんですよ。
Yeah, in high school, I invested my time in a lot of different things.
ですから高校時代はですね、いろんなことに、まあ、時間を、まあ、あちこちいろんなことに時間を使いました。
Things that I thought would make me important.
これをしたらですね、周りから重要に見てもらえるからとか、そんな思いでようなことをしました。
So I played a lot of sports and I did music.
私もしました。音楽もしました。
I volunteered.
いろんな奉仕活動もしました。
I was involved in a youth group and Bible study.
教会のユースグループや聖書学び会にも、そういう意味で認められていると思うので参加したんですけども。
And I also coached sports.
スポーツのコーチングみたいなこともしました。
And I was so busy and I exhausted myself.
ですから、もういっしょっちゅういろんなことをやって、忙しくて結局自分が疲れて終わってしまうんですね。
Sometimes I would go days without seeing my family because I was.
いろんな活動してますから、気がついたら家族にもう何日も会ってない。そんなこともありました。
I would leave so early and come home so late.
朝早く出て夜遅く帰ってくる。そんな生活でした。
And sometimes I would come home and I'd be really hungry. I really.
帰ってくるとお腹空いてペコペコで帰ってくる時があるんですけども、基本的に初め、自分今日一日何も食べてなかった、そんなことを発見することもありました。
So I had a lot of striving in my life.
ですから頑張るってこと、本当にそんなことばっかり人生でやってきたと思ってます。
And I felt like I was never the best.
で、それでも自分は足りない、最高ではないっていうふうに思ったんですね。
I played on the 3 sports teams.
で、スポーツのチームに3つ所属していました。
And on all of the teams, I was the substitute captain.
どっちかというとですね、どれもその3つのチームで、その副キャプテンだったんです、私は。
So I wasn't the best, but I was the second best.
ですから、1番じゃなくても2番目ぐらいの、この副でずっと、満じてきたというか、そんな感じでした。
And I really wanted to be the best.
本当はもうトップいなかったんですけど、そんなことはなかったんですね。
And so I had put so much pressure on myself to accomplish things.
ですから自分はもっと頑張って実際に結果を出さなきゃいけないとずっと思ってました。
And I consistently disappointed myself.
そして同時に自分に対していつも失望するそんなことがあったんです。
during our lecture phase in Kona.
Kona で私たちは最初ですね、いろんな講義を受けることをしたんですけども、ハワイで。
One of the leaders came up to me and said that they had a word from God.
で、その人がですね、一人のリーダーの人が私とともにやって、神様があなたにこう言ってると思うんだけどって私に語りかけました。
And she told me I was important for who I am, not what I do.
そして神様があなたにこう言ってるんですね。あなたが何をするかということが神様に重要だから、あなた自身での存在自身が重要だと語っているよっていう言われたんですね。
And that God is my loving Father, and He desires relationship.
そして神様は私たちを本当に愛する神様、私を愛する神様で、私たち関係を持ちたい、親しくなりたいと思ってらっしゃるっていうんです。
And that really cut to my heart.
でそれがですね、本当に私の心にこう染み込んだんですね。
And I realized how wrong my image of God was. ああ、
でそれまでの私が思っていた神様のイメージは間違っていたものだということに気がつきました。
And how wrong my image of myself was.
そして同時に自分自身が持っている自分のイメージもそれは間違ってたものだという気がつきました。
And I realized there was nothing I could do to deserve His love.
私がですね、神様を愛してほしいと思って何をしてもそれは足りないことだって。
And I began to really believe that it wasn't my actions that made me important.
そして私は自分の行動でそれを重要な人にしたいと思ったんだけど、それはそうじゃないということなんです。
But the fact that I was loved and created by the creator of the universe.
もうこの天地を創造された神様によって私は作られ、そして私は愛されているということに気がつきました。
And sometimes I still struggle with doing instead of being.
でもですね、まだですね、私はこうどっちかというと何か知らしちゃいけない、自分のそのままでいいんだっていうよりも知らしちゃいけないと思うことが多いんですね。
When we were in Mongolia, some of us went to Northern Province.
モンゴルに行った時、私たちは北部の地方に行きました。
And we were going to distribute Bibles.
でそこで聖書をこう配ろうとしたんですけれども。
And the first couple days we were there was really hard.
で最初の数日間はすごく大変な時で。
We were so concerned with what we were doing.
自分たちがしてることにこれでいいのかと思いながらしてたんで。
Instead of pursuing God.
神様の御心っていうのも、もう何か目の前でしなくちゃいけない、した方がいいようなことばっかり目を注いでいました。
That we didn't get much accomplished.
でもそういうことで結果はもう結果がなかった、見えなかったんですね。
And we all kind of had that realization that what we were doing was.
そしてその時にですね、私たちのチームみんながですね、あ、はっと思う、自分たちの行動について思うことがありました。
We've taken our focus off God and put it on our ministry.
私たちは目を神様からそらして、自分たちがしなくちゃいけないことを、この働きだと思うことに目を注いでしまったということに気がついたんですね。
And when we put God as the focus again,
でもその時に私たち気がついて、もう一度神様に目を向けた時に、
And really just surrendered each day to Him.
そして毎日を神様に委ねた時に、
We were able to be welcomed into people's houses.
急に私たちはその地元の人たちの家に招かれるようになりました。
And almost everyone we met was super receptive to our Bible.
そして私たちが出会う人たちのみんなはですね、私たちが語る言葉や聖書を本当にこう心よく受けてくれる人たちでした。
So yeah, I really learned not to make doing things an idol.
Yeah, ですから私はその時に初めて、行動をすることを私の偶像にしてはいけないということに気がつきました。
But when we're in right relationship with God,
そして私たちが神様と正しい関係にある時に、
those things will just come naturally.
Yeah, そういう私たちが自分自身であるということはもう自然にできるようになるということを発見しました。
And sometimes I still struggle with.Feeling like I'm not good enough.
でも今でも私は、ね、自分が足りない、十分じゃないということに戦いがあります。
But every time I feel like that and bring it to God,
でもそういう思いがあるときに、やっぱり神様の前にその思いを持っていって、
He always just affirms my identity in Him.
でその時に神様はもう一度自分の私は何者であることを、顔を神様を示してくださるんです。
And those lies just go away.
そしてそういう私が外から聞いている嘘のような偽りのことが、もう見えなく小さくもう消えていってしまうんですね。
So yeah, I just wanted to share a little bit and encourage you guys.
ですからこのことを皆さんにお任せして皆さんの励ましとなればと思います。
And just yeah, seeing yourself how God sees you.
自分自身をですね、神様が皆さんを見るように見るということが大切だと思うんですね。
And having a relationship with Him is so important.
そして神様と関係を持つこと重要であることが本当に本当だと思います。
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Marie.
Praise God is so encouraging. Thank you so much, Maddie.
ありがとうございます。
I don't really know exactly what God wants to do today.
まあ今朝ですね、これからどういうふうにするかも全然神様の前では全然わかりません。
But
オープンです。
Actually, there are a few things that I wanted to share.
今朝皆さんに分かしたかったこといくつかあったんですけども。
Some of you won't know these people. You won't. Who is that? Like you won't know the names of these people. But I still felt like yeah, I wanted to share about some of the members of our community that aren't here today, but that God is really a few things are really something to praise the Lord about. One news that I might have even heard this morning, but we had prayed for Jordan last week.
先週ジョーダン君のために祈りましたね。
He's a young man. He's a senior in high school.
高校の最上級生。
And he's a wrestler.
レスリングをしますね。
Like, I don't know how to not, like, he's just like solid. 108 is pounds is his.
108パウンドで、
like, all muscle.
筋肉しかない
な。Anyway, I love Jordan, and to make a long story short, he won Far East yesterday.
Far East で優勝したそうです。
Champion. Far East champion. So, we prayed and God answered prayer. So, really, just a little background on Jordan. So he's saying something completely that I'm not saying. Anyway, what he said was, who's talking and who's interpreting it, even we don't know. What he said was that he goes to an international school, there's a school in the area.
Agent school. So he was all the agent
school. Yeah, the champion of the international school. But that's not what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that, yeah, I mean, stand up or sit down for your rights. What I wanted to say is that Jordan is originally, he was born in Ethiopia. And his I don't know exactly what happened to his father, but his mom passed away. And then he was sent to live with his uncle. And when I listened to Jordan about his life in Ethiopia, it was really special.
で、彼にとってそのエチオピアの思い出は特別なんですね。
You know, you think, oh, poor Jordan, you know, no, it was so special.
で、パッと見たら、かわいそうなジョーダンと思う、ジョーダンって君と思うかもしれませんけど、そのエチオピアの生活はとても重要な、特別なものなんです。
They had to walk very far for water, for clean water.
この水を
every day.
毎日その水飲める水場に行くためにもう歩いていかなくちゃ。
And he was certainly living in like a third world country village. But he shared with me things like the whole village would gather together for breakfast. And it was really special. They would eat breakfast together.
村の人たちみんなで一緒に朝食を食べるっていうことが。
And so he was blessed in his when he was growing up, even though his mom passed away. But one day, he lived with his uncle, with the cousins and all, but he also has a little sister. But one day, it got too much for his uncle to take care of he and his sister, and he walked them like a long, long time, hours and hours in the hot Ethiopian sun to go to an orphanage. This is something that I heard from his sister. When he got to the orphanage, the first thing he did was to give his sister a drink of water.
彼が最初に個人でしたことは自分の妹に水をあげることだったっていう。
And that's just Jordan.
え、まあそれは本当に
Jordan. He was a little kid, you know.
小さな少年
だったんですけども、そうやって言ってますね。Friends of ours, of our community, adopted Jordan and rest history. For those of you who know the history, but anyway, so he now lives with the family in Japan. His mom is a teacher at.Christian Academy, and it's too bad he's not here this morning because Jordan gives the most incredible hugs. Like you have to imagine, like you're just hugging muscle. That's one thing I wanted to share.Really praise God about. And another thing, many of you know Akiko Yamaguchi, and I have been really praying for her, and I'm sure many of you have as well. About a year ago, her mom committed suicide. And that was a really, really difficult thing for Akiko. Actually, her mother had tried to commit suicide before, but had failed. But once again, she tried and she was successful this time. She committed suicide.And it's been a really difficult year for Akiko.
But
I know God has been so faithful to her. So actually, I met with her on Tuesday. I met with her for coffee on Tuesday. And we were just, you know, sharing. And she shared with me that.Yesterday early morning, she was going to go to where her father lived in Okayama. And the reason for the trip was because in Japan we kind of commemorate the year anniversary of someone's death.
そのための一周期を家族で会うために彼は彼女は家族は行きました。
And actually, Akiko has gone several times for a trip like this to Okayama for something to do with like this commemoration of the death.
お母様が亡くなったことのことでいろんな行事があって岡山に。
But each time, or I think almost every other time, I heard about it after she went. And I heard about how awful it was. How she had terrible fights with her father. And, you know, he was drunk and he said awful things to her.
And friction
in her relationship with her older brother. Anyway, I just heard all these awful things and I always said to her, before you go. So I can be praying about it while you're there. And you know, all of us have to do that a lot more. Don't think, oh, this is such a small thing. I don't want to bother the Suzukis or anybody at
Nishiba.少しずつ分かち合っていくことも大切だと思います。
I have to ask, are we a family or not?
私たちは家族でしょうかということを私たちは
本当に That thing where we say, oh, hiding aside in the beginning of the, you know, in the service, is it just like play? Is it just like, you know, a show? Or is it really part of our heart? So we are family.
本当に家族になるということを私たちは学んでいきたいと思います。
And families share.
ね、
anyway, so that's just my way of saying, please share.
ですから、何かの時私たちは、
分
か
ち合って、
祈りたい。
I'm gonna do this, or I'm really struggling, whatever it is.
また、
share
and share with
us, share with one another. Let's really be a family.
私たちはもう一人ではなくて、本当に必要なことを。 こう分かち合う、寄り添う、合う、そういうことを共に学んでいきたい。
Anyway, yesterday morning I got a, a little, I was really praying for Akiko and her family, and I got a little message from her early in the morning.
朝早く祈ってた時にメールが来てですね。
Her son Arata had a high fever, and they weren't even sure if they were going to go, but they're on their way.
朝行く前にですね、Arata君すごく高熱があって行くかどうか迷うって話で。
So she asked me to please be praying for Arata, and I was so happy that you know she was sharing like that.
As
things need prayer, she was asking for prayer. But last night, I got another email from her. This isn't my computer, right? Anyway, I can't remember exactly what she said, but it was like a miracle. Her time with her dad, she said her father was so nice.
And just talk
with them in such an edifying and positive way. And you know, he wasn't drinking alcohol at all. He was just especially so, you know, loving to the children. And everything went super well. So I just, you know, we need to pray and pray for one another because our God is a living God who answers our prayers. Amen. So anyway, there's so many things that I was thinking about. I didn't write any of them down. I mean, you look very impatient.
No. We're getting older, so.
There was another thing or two that I wanted to share about people. I remember. Thank you for smiling and being understanding. That's so nice. Instead of like, how long do we have to listen to it? That was very encouraging. Anyway, I'll talk to you. Anyway, how many of you have noticed that Shiho-san has not been here for quite a while? One person, that's okay. A lot of you guys don't even know who Shiho-san is. But anyway, Shiho-san, is it okay to tell what she
happened?
Okay, I'm just going to share. I think most of the people who are part of the church know, and the other of you, it doesn't matter if I tell you or not, you're leaving in a few weeks. Anyway, she actually has schizophrenia. How many of you have ever been close to a person with schizophrenia?
Okay, the
interesting thing is that probably every single one of us has been close to someone with schizophrenia. Why can I say that? Because they estimate that one person in 100 has schizophrenia. That's an incredibly high percentage of people. Yes. It is just like from, I know from my sister, from like the major medical book.
In Japan, there are Christians 100人に1人ですからね。
Well, did you interpret what I said?
I know, but in Japan, one person in 100 people is a Christian.
And also, one person in 100 people has schizophrenia. Now, if they're the same person or not, I'll let you know. Those Pentecostals are hearing voices again. Anyway, I don't know how to say those words in Japanese. I'll have, if you want to know what's happening, we'll just have to look it up later. But anyway, I respect Shiho-san so much.
本当に Shiho-san の生き方を見て私は尊敬することが多くあります。
I don't know how hard it was for you to be here this morning.
今朝ですね、教会に来ることはどれだけ大変だったか。
But I know for a fact that so often it is so hard
for Shiho-san to get out of bed, to get dressed, to get ready, to go outside of her safe house and come here. I know so often it takes her so much courage even to stay in the house and make it through the day. She's just in so much excruciating mental and emotional pain. So honestly, she's an incredible encouragement to me every time I see her, or even when I remember about her. You know, again, praise God, Shiho was baptized last spring, summer, when it was warm, we baptized people outside. But, so praise God, but really, let's be praying for her. If you, you know, if this is your first time here, you happen to, God, you know, reminds you, pray for Shiho. She's in a mental hospital right now. Or, you know, if you're part of this community and God brings her to your remembrance, let's pray for her. Anyway, I think that's it. He's waiting for me to share my message. And actually, I'm not really sure if I if I'm going to share my message, because I don't know if that's what God is really waiting for us to do. But anyway, before I'll read a few parts of scripture at least. But before we do that, is there anyone else that has someone on their heart that that you want to pray for? One other very short thing to really praise God about is Janet and Josie. He laughed because it's like, oh well, you know. Anyway, they were both on mission trips for since the middle of December, Alaska and
China.
Okay, so anyway, we want to hear a testimony from them as well, so we'll be asking you guys maybe in a week or two. But in any case, that's also something to praise God about, that they were there and also that they are back safely. But is there anybody else that has something that they want to praise God about or something they want to ask for prayer about? Can you tell us your name?
My name is Trace.
Okay.
So back at home, we live in Georgia, but my mom's family lives in Louisiana.
Okay.
And so my uncle, he had something happen where he had a tumor or something in his face, and they went to take it out, and when air hit that, it basically has taken over his whole face and he's dying. So he only has about maybe a couple more weeks. So my mom's there right now. It's a very volatile environment. So if we could be praying for like my sister and my mother being in that environment. Like he's been a drug addict since he was super young.
You're talking about your uncle now, right?
おじさまのために祈ってほしいって言うんですけども、その小さな皮膚がんが、本当にそれ皮膚がんを見たんですけど、実際的にはそうなんて皮膚がんがもう顔中になって、もうあと数週間しかいられないようなところに、ですからお母さんたちも生まれて、おじさまは若い頃からこう麻薬中毒のような生活をしていたということです。
But also pray that you can get back there. You're going to Kona after this.
What is your uncle's name?
His name is James.
Okay. Geoffrey, could you pray for Jeffrey James? Yes.
Okay.
よろしいですか。いや、プレッシャーで開けないかもしれない。